You said earlier that you didn't think sites should be inscribed on the list, World Heritage List, under Criterion 6 alone. Why did you say that?
Because we're not the Intangible Heritage Convention. We are the World Heritage Convention, and when there is a beautiful, intangible side to a story, it's nice. But when the whole story is intangible, I don't think it's within the mandate of this convention. And then you... You're deviating the whole principle of this convention. And I think it's not enough. There has to be some natural elements, some of the criteria for a natural site, or some of the cultural criteria for a cultural site, archaeological or other. It can't be just intangible. And there are very often very political inscriptions. I don't like political inscriptions. Because unless it is really something so huge for reconciliation. But I'm always fearful that this opens the door to divisive inscriptions.
Do you think any of the, there are 12, I think, sites right now on the World Heritage List under Criterion 6 alone, do you think any of those really have served a positive purpose for reconciliation?
Yes, I think so. I think Auschwitz has. And I don't know about Mostar. You tell me. Not sure. I don't know. But maybe. I don't know.
The island of Gorée, I guess.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. So there are some, yes, I can understand. But I don't think we should go that way. Now, we have what we have, but I don't think this is a trend that we should follow.